You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party nomination for re-election before a large crowd at the White House.
My fellow Americans, tonight, with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
The former celebrity real estate developer has declared himself all that stands between Americans and the chaos, he says, his Democratic rival Joe Biden will bring if he wins on the 3rd of November.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
Mr. Trump spoke from the White House's South Lawn, which had been transformed into a glitzy event centre for the final night of the Republican convention. Trampling over long-running presidential custom to separate the executive mansion from political campaigning, Mr. Trump had some 1,500 white chairs laid out in front of the stage, bedecked with rows of US flags and two giant video screens. Speaking to a crowd of supporters, he trumpeted his record on the economy, his stance on China, and hardline approach to immigration. The president warned rival candidate Mr. Biden would destroy jobs and the economy.
Joe Biden is not a savior of America's soul. He is the destroyer of America's jobs. And if given the chance, he will be the destroyer of American greatness.
Mr. Trump's bid for re-election is already taking place in the kind of turmoil the country hasn't seen for decades, a fact rubbed in by a growing crowd of Black Lives Matter protesters around the White House as night fell over the Capitol. Days of demonstrations and rioting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, have transformed the small town into a national arena for America's painful tensions over racial injustice, police violence, and gun rights. When a teenage vigilante, reportedly a Trump fan, allegedly killed two people and seriously wounded a third at a protest Tuesday night, the perfect storm was complete. Struggling in opinion polls after what almost two-thirds of Americans say is his unsatisfactory handling of the COVID-19 crisis, the president has latched on to what he calls the law and order strategy as a possible route to victory in November.
We will make America safer. We will make America stronger. We will make America prouder. And we will make America greater than ever before.
In addition to soaring racial tensions, the US is still struggling to master the coronavirus outbreak or get schools and businesses back fully open. At the South Lawn party, there was no effort to enforce social distancing, and many people did not wear masks. Although Mr. Trump can depend on a fiercely loyal right-wing base, his re-election will likely depend on support from a relatively small number of independent voters in the crucial swing states. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.